Crossing the River Derwent, you can see the single-span Wigwell Aqueduct. It was built in 1790 by William Jessop. But by 1793, the part-completed structure started to collapse and serious cracks were found. This structural failure was attributed to the use of a lime mortar from a quarry in nearby Crieche. The mortar never set, so at his own expense, Jessop rebuilt the aqueduct using iron cramps. And it's these cramps that continue to hold the masonry together to this day. At the southern end of the Wigwell Aqueduct, the junction with the leeward arm of the canal can still be seen. This branch, which was built by Peter Nightingale in 1802, extended the canal to a wharf at Lee Bridge and serviced the Nightingale Leadworks and Mills. These mills were taken over in 1818 by the Smedley family, who manufactured high-quality cotton and wool yarns. Their designer knitwear is still produced at Lee Bridge, and the company lays claim to being the longest operating factory in the world.